11,000 pounds. That's how much medical marijuana Arizonans bought from state-approved dispensaries in the first month of this year alone. But marijuana is still illegal under federal law. This means any bank that knowingly handles profits from the sale of marijuana could be charged with a federal crime, like money laundering. So what does that mean for legitimate dispensaries here in Arizona? One KJZZ listener asked just that, and for our Q&AZ reporting project, KJZZ's Claire Caulfield investigates.
Michael Cuthrell grows a lot of marijuana.
You see my calculator. So, yeah, so we're looking at thousands of plants.
He's the CEO of Grow Sciences, a company that supplies medical marijuana to dispensaries all across the state. In the Phoenix cultivation facility, rows and rows of spiky green plants gently sway in the filtered air. Cuthrell is meticulous. It doesn't matter if he's discussing certain strains of marijuana.
You know, you can smell in this room, this has got a little bit of a fruitier flavor.
Or how his company dialed in their high-tech cultivation process.
Right. So from mom to clone to veg, you're working with about 19 and a half hours of light.
He has to be precise because as the medical marijuana industry grows, the demand for high-quality pot products has increased. But when it comes to buying and selling this meticulously manicured plant, the process is much lower tech.
You'll pay taxes in cash, you'll pay your utility bill in cash, payroll in cash, getting an envelope full of cash. That is absolutely commonplace in this industry.
To try and get around this headache, it's routine for dispensary owners to apply for a bank account by listing their business as a healthcare or agriculture company.
And you would never mention marijuana at all.
All the major banks in Arizona either declined to comment or confirmed that they would not provide a bank account to a dispensary. Marie Saloom knows this really well.
I don't think we have enough time to tell you how many banks have kicked us out.
She's the owner of Green Farms, which runs two dispensaries and one cultivation facility in Arizona.
We're trying to do payroll, pay our taxes, and suddenly we get a letter that we have the right to close your account and we do not want to do business with you.
Before Saloom applied for a dispensary license, she was a loan officer who didn't know anything about the cannabis industry.
Oh my goodness, so I guess the most surprising thing is that how people think you must have a money tree in your backyard.
The application fee for a license is $5,000. And at the time Saloom was applying, the Arizona Department of Health Services also required applicants to have $150,000 on hand.
I can't get a loan. I can't go to the bank like any other business because they don't look at me as any other business.
Medical marijuana sales are also entirely cash-based. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and other major credit card companies don't support cannabis transactions.
I would want to because it's so much easier, but no, they don't let us.
Besides being cumbersome, Saloom says having all that cash on site could be dangerous.
My life or anybody's life here is not worth anything I could have in that safe. To have people risk that, it's ridiculous.
In 2014, a policy change at the Drug Enforcement Agency technically opened up the door for banks to work with cannabis companies. But Charles Feldman, a lawyer specializing in cannabis law, said the DEA just pushed all the liability down to the individual bank.
To ensure that they are banking legitimate state-regulated clients. And if they're not, the bank runs the risk of being prosecuted or losing their federal charter.
And technically, all 5,000 dispensary agents in Arizona could be charged under federal money laundering laws. Although Feldman said that would also mean
your state governor who signed the bill, your state law enforcement, everybody who's involved in the Arizona medical marijuana program would also be part of that entire money laundering scheme.
Back at Grow Sciences, Michael Cuthrell says he's lucky to have a bank that knows his company grows marijuana, so he doesn't have to worry about suddenly being dropped.
I do believe that it's because we have experience for many years of how to navigate this, because if I was brand new, I don't think we would have that.
But since banks are taking a risk, there are a lot of fees and extra hoops for businesses to jump through.
And so it can cost businesses tens of thousands of dollars.
There could be changes on the horizon, as all candidates for president in 2020, including President Donald Trump, support some path to legalization. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And the inspiration for this story came from a KJZZ listener through our Q&AZ reporting project. You can submit your own question at qaz.kjzz.org.